Dear Mr. Scowl, I'm writing you a letter because, well, actually because I have a ban on getting too close to Jazzy D, or Jason Devaney as I would call him, as we sort of went to school together in Jersey. So while I know it would probably be better to come and find you, I think your security men would probably not let me in. It's all a very big mix-up, which I'll tell you about when you come to collect your goods. So I'm writing you a letter as there seems to be no other way to get through to you, in spite of face space and tweeting and all of that stuff. Because I'm sure you have secretaries going through all those things and answering for you, to give you some very important information. If you're missing a certain pop star, I mean, if the lead singer of a certain very popular band has gone missing... I know you'll have kept it out of the papers so as not to upset the legions of Jazzy D fans and divvies the world over, but I happen to know where he is. The thing is, Mr. Scowl, I'm not quite sure how it came about, and especially how he managed to turn up naked and a little bit abusive at my mum's boyfriend's partner's companion's associate's fiancé's house. But he did, and I've had to deal with the fallout. So right now, Stephen, your teen idol is living in my shed. You can come and collect him any old time you like. In fact, the sooner the better, please. Looking after him is proving a bit tricky. And anyway, I'm sure you'll be needing him for a gig or TV appearance very soon. Many thanks, Ms. Catherine Andrews. Or Cat, as I am known. Not least by the very annoying Jason Devaney.